local currency is on the back foot against major currencies today. The rand's trading at 17.44 against the US dollar, 20.72 vis-a-vis the euro, and 22.97 against the British pound. The currency has been trending lower for the last few sessions. Is it local or international factors driving its direction? Well, to give us a quick update on what's what, I'm joined on the line by Andre Siliers. He's a director at Treasury One. Thank you so much for joining us, Andre. So what do you see as the key drivers behind the rand?
Good evening, and good evening to all the listeners out there. Main drivers behind the rand, if we go back to the start of the lockdown in March and the period surrounding that, then we have seen disinvestment out of the emerging market space when people were very jittery and they had taken their money into the safe haven currencies like the United States dollar and into European areas. Since then, things normalized a little bit. We have seen the rand coming back tremendously. We've broken the 17. We were trading down to 16.35. And now we've got, I almost want to say, the second wave of disinvestment out of emerging markets. And that is not only this time because of the coronavirus. It's also because of the increased tensions between the United States and China and the trade war flaring up again. And together with that, it's all this money that's being printed by central banks all over the world, pushing it into the economies to try and stimulate the economies. But the more that they print money, the more concern is raised about the printing of money, and people are finding safe havens. Mm. And you simply have to look at not even just paper, not even just safe haven paper, but even in commodities is where the money now goes in.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, South Africa has got a very liquid market, and so people use that as a proxy currency as well to hedge themselves against adverse movement in other emerging market spaces.
But South Africa is a producer of gold. Shouldn't a positive gold price, which is now trading above the $2,000 an ounce level, shouldn't that be positive for the rand?
Interesting question. In the past, that would have been very positive for the rand, and you would have seen the rand strengthening quite a lot on the back of that, especially whilst the dollar is also weakening and the euro is gaining. But this time around, it's the uncertainty and the fact that people need to invest in something more tangible in this period. So it's a safe haven. It's absolutely regarded as a safe haven. And the fact that we're a good producer of gold and an exporter at this stage is benefiting the South African gold mines, but it's not benefiting the currency.
Hmm.
And as long as it's a safe haven asset that people are investing their money into at this point in time to have something that they can touch and be feeling safe with it, the currency will not necessarily benefit from it because it's a disinvestment out of currency into commodities.
Where do you see the rand's fair value?
Rand's fair value, that's always a very difficult question because the rand is trading against a basket of currencies. So if you look at fair value, then you should look at fair value against the basket, which includes euro, pound, Chinese yuan, and everything. Purely against the dollar, I place it in the order of the 15.10 to 15.20 range.
Right.
At this stage.
Super. Andre, thank you very much for that quick update. You take care. That was Andre Siliers. He's a director at Treasury One.